how are we going to make Seattle a more affordable place to rent a home? That's where we begin this hour. There is an idea to cut down on the number of rentals that go to people who are visiting us. You know, more and more owners are renting out their rooms and homes on platforms like Airbnb and VRBO, renting space to visitors. Those are homes that are not on our local rental market, and usually less supply means higher prices. I talked to two people about this new idea. Michelle Aquavella owns vacation properties in Seattle. Also, Rebecca Saldana advocates for affordable housing with a group called Puget Sound Sage. Rebecca likes the idea of limiting Airbnb-type rentals.
As we're growing, what we're asking is, you know, who gets to live here? Who gets the benefit from economic opportunity of a thriving city? And our concern is that if we don't look at the increase of short-term rentals through on-demand giants like Airbnb, that we could be seeing what's happening in San Francisco, which is that we actually are seeing people pushed out and displaced for conversions to short-term rentals.
Michelle, you own and manage short-term rental properties in Seattle. First, do you accept that these kind of short-term rentals do make it more expensive for renters who live here?
Well, to come at it in kind of a different angle, what I would agree that we have seen a great increase in the number of vacation rentals over the last couple of years. And this is because Airbnb has become wildly popular. We've started to hear it mentioned on TV shows. We've got billboards off the Ballard Bridge. And people get excited about this idea. And so we've seen a huge influx of new inventory into the vacation rental market here in Seattle. However, the cost-benefit analysis of whether or not to do a vacation rental versus a long-term unfurnished rental has really evened out to the point where we used to be able to say as a property management company, you're going to make this much more as a vacation rental versus long-term unfurnished. And today that's just not true anymore. So what I propose is that we're going to see supply and demand take care of this issue, that there are so many more vacation rentals in the market these days that even my own company, and we very closely monitor our occupancy rates and do a lot of different marketing techniques to increase those, we're being hit pretty significantly and seeing lower occupancy rates and lower rental rates because of that.
Okay, so you're seeing more supply coming onto the market, Airbnb's getting popular. You think the market will take care of this on its own. I want to know, Michelle, how would this new proposed Seattle rule affect you?
Oh, so this regulation, if implemented as written by Tim Burgess's office, would put my business out of business. And this is a business that I have put my blood, sweat, and tears into, literally, over the last 13 years when I started it. And I'm not the only vacation rental property manager, and we employ people. We're looking at a loss of over 100 jobs to what Tim Burgess's office is estimating, and I think it's even a high estimate that there would be 300 housing units added to the long-term rental inventory. This is not something that I find acceptable as a Seattle resident. Airbnb got in way before us and basically dictated to the city council what they would like to see happen. And I am a single mother. I'm a small business owner. Been doing this for 13 years. And I would really like to stay in business the way that this is written. We would not be able to. We'd have to shutter.
Rebecca, as Michelle said, these renters are basically local small businesses. Wouldn't this hurt them? And really, who it would help is big hotel companies?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think one of the things that is important is that we're talking about, you know, how do we actually look at the impact of short-term rentals on the market? And one of the things is that we don't have clear data. I mean, the data that we are using would say that only 80% of all hosts will be unaffected by Burgess's proposal. And so there is still an opportunity for people, especially individuals, to be able to have this be supplemental to their income and be able to stay. But our concern is that the way that it's set right now is that it doesn't take into account the fact that a lot of de facto commercial property owners and out-of-state investors are basically running de facto hotels through
well, then,
Airbnb.
Would the legislation then only crack down on big companies or only out-of-city or out-of-state companies?
No, but that is the majority of where the growth is, and that's the part that we're concerned. We're not concerned about, you know, the individual small business. And in most parts, I think that there's ways to work to address that concern. What we are seeing is that Michelle's company, for instance, actually uses their name, has their own website, is following guidelines and regulations. But what we're seeing is happening through platforms is that we have people using one name, Derek or Jane, and having multiple listings. And what, in fact, they're doing is trying to skirt the regulations that we do have on lodging that hotel operators do have to operate by.
They pretend to be people who just, hey, I'm just sharing my home, but they're actually companies.
Exactly.
Okay, Rebecca, wouldn't the city make a much bigger, though, more significant dent in rental costs by adding housing, letting developers build more units, allowing more mother-in-law apartments, more little boutique hotels outside of downtown in the neighborhoods where these tourists or visitors want to stay, rather than cracking down on people like Michelle's private property rights?
Well, I'm the executive director of Puget Sound Sage, and actually our core mission is to make sure that we are building a city and growing a city that everyone can be part of. So I think it's very important that as we have these on-demand platforms from Uber to Airbnb, that we're making sure that we're updating our city regulations and policies to make sure that they are actually contributing and being high-standard companies that can make a profit and are not actually undermining the values and the goals of our city to grow inclusively and affordably for everyone.
Michelle, how do you think the city of Seattle should, if at all, help rent become more affordable?
Well, I think first start by adding an estimated 300 rental units. We're really just a drop in the bucket when you go after the vacation rental industry. I have been watching closely the backyard cottage issue and relaxing some of the rules around adding backyard cottages. And that's where I think we've run out of space, and so we have to become more dense. And that's where I think we should really be focusing our attention, is how do we add more capacity to the city by adding density.
That is Michelle Acquavella, owner of Sea to Sky Rentals, and Rebecca Saldana, executive director of Puget Sound Sage, talking about this idea that's being batted around now in the Seattle City Council, the possibility of cutting down on the number of rentals that go out to visitors on platforms like Airbnb and VRBO. We're going to keep on covering how the city is tackling affordable housing right here on KUOW's The Record.